expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
All right, we're back. We're back. We're back. One more time. Give a hand clap to, of course, the My Radio Show here on DDV Radio. Here we are again every single Saturday at about 2 o'clock p.m. We share some kingdom truths to change the lives of our culture and our community. This is the Reverend Michael D.B. Duffy, your host. I'm also on Mike Live on my phone, too, at the same time, so you don't have any excuse. The studio calling number is 973-925-4559, 973-925-4559. If you have a Bible, let's move carefully, let's move expeditiously, because it is time to move. God is good. He's worthy to be praised in spite of the opposition, the satanic attack, the struggle. Is still the burden is light. This is called a light affliction compared to what God is about to do in this hour. And so I'm excited. Because I know that not one weapon formed against me can prosper. And I understand as I teach this word, it goes to all nations, to Pakistan, my church in Pakistan, to the I Am Initiative, to the Pastors, Pastor Workshop, Clergy on Fire, to the Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church, to AI 237, to my various SWAT ministries all over this nation, even to those who left my ministry and don't act like they came through my ministry, we give honor to you also. And so this is the day the Lord has made, and we rejoice and we're glad in it. If you have your Bibles, please go to Mark the 5th chapter, Mark chapter 5. I need you to go there quickly, and I need you to understand where we're at in this hour, okay? And I want to talk about something I was enlightened by a friend of mine, who showed me that there is a new drug that's moving in this area called Flocka. And we thought we had a problem with crack. We thought we had a problem with the opium epidemic, which really affected the European society. And now we got to get funded for them when we already had this whole thing going on with crack in the urban society. So now it has impacted the white society. Now everybody's panicky. I believe that the church must be, in this hour, very proactive. She cannot be reactive. And a lot of times we start to be proactive. That makes people uncomfortable because we like to pray after the thing is over. We like to quote scriptures after the place is blowing up. We like to talk about devils and devils after. Why can't we create a system and be proactive in our outreach ministry? You know why? Because the system, Cynthia and my cousin Keisha, is built on a Sunday morning experience at 11 o'clock a.m. across the country, finished by 1 o'clock. We give God 2 hours on a Sunday morning, and God forbid if someone missed the service, they're going to hell. And so this is why, hold on a second, this is why I really don't understand why the enemy always tries his best to try to discourage me and try to fight me. But the devil is a liar, all right? He is a defeated foe. He always tries to battle me in all things that I do, but I believe that this is an exciting time to be alive, because someone said to me on Facebook, I think it's one of my students, she said, the reason why the devil fights you so much, McDuffie, because you got so many things on its way. I believe I'm giving birth to quadruplets, and that means spiritually. I believe that my cervix is spreading wide. So stuff can come through. And so to the level of your opposition and your struggle determines your output, determines where you're going. And I am fully persuaded of what God promised me. It is coming to pass. Someone said to me the other day that said that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So my faith becomes my evidence. So if you want to know where my future is, I'll tell you where I'm going, because my belief system becomes my evidence. Anyone that goes in the court with evidence already got a certain personification of confidence, because you got the paperwork to show you that you're right. If someone says, I'm not giving you your $10,000, I don't care what you say, but if their signature is down on a contract and they promise to give you $10,000, you got the evidence that what they said, they have to be held accountable. So that judge will rule on my behalf based on the evidence I have. So a lot of times your faith is the only evidence you have that will make you stand firm and make you stand strong in the midst of church folk, quitters, people who try for a little while, let it go, falsely accuse you, get mad at you, walk away from you, say they praise the Lord, quoting scripture, but will not finish up nothing. I am a firm believer that God has called us to stand firm in our faith and hold on to it until we see the desired results. God bless you, Michael Wilson. God bless you, Keisha. God bless you, Suzanne Johnson. God bless you, Jose. God bless you, Deaja Nelson. God bless you, Jose Morales. And I'm going to tell you, I was just enlightened of a new demon that's moving this way called Flocka. It's already in this area. It's supposed to be some type of drug. I call it crack on steroids, where you can get fast and high real fast, make your body temperature go real high. You strip your clothes up, run throughout the streets, and it's almost like so addictive, and it's almost like $3 a pop. So the enemy, the devil, knows how to package his message so it is appealing to the world, so they get sucked into this drug. And a lot of us in the church, I said us, like to look the other way until it impacts our backyard. So we have a tendency to look the other way until it affects us. As long as we save, as long as our family's taken care of, as long as we're making our money, paying our rent, mortgage, we good. But if someone that's on Flocka attacks your mother or your father or hits one of your kids, all of a sudden, we got to get panicking. Now we got to fight the Flocka spirit. You know why? Because it touched your house. So I'm warning the church. I'm warning these church folk, these ministers, these preachers who are so addicted to a Sunday morning 11 o'clock a.m. to 1 o'clock service. What do you do Monday through Saturday after the benediction is over? And I am an apostle that's causing a shakeup in the body of Christ. And I realize why some doors have closed, because God wants me to focus on my fingerprint, apostle of radical change. And that's what I'm doing. If you stick with me, you might as well get ready for an unorthodox way of doing ministry, because God is infiltrating the church into places that we're not supposed to be. Quote unquote, there's not supposed to be a place you're not supposed to be, whether it's a school system, whether it's entertainment, whether it's music, whether it's a wedding, whether it's a repast. The church is supposed to be the foot soldiers on the ground, moving forward to solve an issue before it becomes a major problem. So I'm always got my eyes and ears open. People send me clips and show me stuff. And I realized that a lot of stuff could be solved if the church was proactive. But the church I've been around, and I said I didn't say you. The church I've been around is reactive. We only get deep and spiritual after a tragedy. Everybody start going to church after the 9/11 buildings collapsed. Everybody talking about, God bless America. We like to call all them stuff after something hits. But when you tell people to stand in front of their schools and pray, you tell people to get out there in the community and feed people, when you tell people to get out there and meet your neighbors, we stay inside of a four-wall building on a Sunday morning from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock, hopefully 2 hours, and God forbid we come to Sunday school, and your church is not even teaching you, you're supposed to take back territory. We teach this thing about flying away, going to heaven. The message is off, but the word is right. The methodology is old, but the word is right. How we produce what we're trying to do is off, but the word is correct. So what I learned, I know a lot of people love Jesus, love the word of God, but they don't like how the church do what she do. And that's just truth. That's what's true. I was watching an episode of Power. And I know church folk, I don't watch Power. I have no fellowship with the works of darkness. Folks make me laugh, right? And I understand the term fellowship means to be intimately entwined with, to marry to. So I can watch evil, be around evil, and not be involved in evil. Watch this. I can watch evil, be around evil, and don't be involved with the evil. You can't avoid the evil, because evil is in the world and the evil is in us. So it depends on how you react to it, and how you respond to it is the key to everything. So I was watching the last episode of Power. And this, of course, is a story of a young black man that's trying to get out the game, but he's so deep in, he can't get out of it. He's so twisted and tied. It affects his marriage. It ends up backfiring on his daughter. His daughter is murdered in the show. And I thought 50 Cent is a tremendous executive director. If you want to know it or not, 50 Cent calls himself a Christian too. All right. Now you might agree with that, because he curses in his song. And I know a lot of folk will say they save and they still curse. So don't come to me at religious stuff. But I'm showing you something. And when I was watching this episode, the young lady was shut down by a bullet because the brother got involved in some stuff. And so his evilness brought his family into something due to the absenteeism of his father and his mother struggling, trickling down to the children. This is all biblical. So when I watch Power, I'm reading biblical stories. All right, I know folk can't get with that. But I'm showing you that you can learn from all things. Just don't get intimately involved with the shows that you watch. And if they make you sin, if they tempt you, if they make you go out and do the same thing, then don't watch it. Stay away from it. But I'm talking only to those who can handle. I can handle power. And I watched the last episode. I thought it was quite powerful because it shows you how evil can intertwine and twist things in. And because we're not very proactive, we're just very reactive. And I think family have to be proactive. I think going to school has to be proactive. I think when you deal with the drug problem in your urban plight, you have to be proactive. The church got to gather on a Sunday morning, fire up the saints, train the saints, and then after the benediction, true ministry begins. So you send your men out to ministry, your women out to ministry, your church out to ministry. You got to start very young and changing the climate and the culture of how people think. I was watching some video clips, I guess that's the term, watching some clips on Facebook and on Instagram and also on, what's the other one that comes on? We watch all the time, shows different video clips. YouTube. And I was watching young kids as early as 1-2 years old do math problems. Now, this kid is 2 years old and doing 1 + 1 = 2 and then 10 + 5 = 15. And then he's reading words at 2 years old. So I'm saying to myself, who is this child's equipper? Watch this. Who is this child's equipper? Who is this child's elevator? You know, who is exalting this child's mind? Because this child was homeschooled by her parent. So there's something about the power of homeschooling. So my mom stays home. She's training the child as early as 8 months, 9 months. So time the child is 2 years old, the child's already reading books. Now, some parents will ask, but too much, Pastor. I don't think I'm going to put that much pressure. Please. The sooner you know, the faster you go. But if the church is not proactive, but she's always reactive, then we're always behind the eight ball. And don't let me break this down according to nationality and color when it comes to whites versus blacks, because we're really behind the eight ball. When people talk about high levels of unemployment, they're talking about white numbers, 13%, 12%. When you go into the black community, those numbers zoom up to 40%, 30%. When you start dealing about white wealth and black wealth, there's a major gap. So you got to become proactive in the rescuing of your community. But if the church is not trained and equipped to be proactive, she will stay reactive. And here's why I am an enemy of the state to the local church, because I'm not going to become comfortable in these questions we focus on all the time. Who the next bishop? Who the next prophet? Am I going to be licensed? Am I going to be ordained? I'm thinking, why is your mind even on licensing and ordaining? It's not on the hearts of the people that live in your community. How you have a 10,000 member church and you live next door to a woman that's struggling with crack with their kids? How does that fit? Help me out with that. How is it that you brag about, you know, how your church is growing, but right next door, the store owner is struggling to pay his mortgage? How do you sit in a community and you're bragging about the size of your church, but the neighbor don't even know you exist in it? See, there's something wrong with that. The paradigm is off. There has to be a change. We have to become the proactive church. The proactive church is the closest thing to a kingdom church. The reactive church is what I call full of church folk. Okay, and I know you'll get mad at me. Hello, Hulk Hawkins. Hello, Linda Jones. Hello, Kenneth Allen. Hello, Linda Jones. Hello, Roberto Ellis. And I'm showing you that we have this thing of only wanting to do something after trouble hits. Now, you know, every time there's a tragedy, the last one, of course, is in, I think, Texas, right? The guy goes in, shoots up everybody, you know, and we got another one, you know. And we always do these things in America. But when you look across into other countries or other nations, other global nations like Africa, Kenya, they got murders going on every day. They blowing up towns of black, dark folk every day. No one cares about it until it hits your home or your backyard. So I'm not making no excuses. I don't care if you like me. I don't care if you cut me off. I don't care if you didn't come drink tea and coffee with me. Too bad. I'm an apostle of radical change. I'm not interested in how many Hebrew scriptures you know and how deep you are and how you feel you are. No, I don't care. I want to know what type of ministry you are producing. How well are you executing what's in your heart? Don't tell me you're concerned about young ladies getting pregnant at 15 when you won't go out there and sit with them. Don't talk to me about how kids are on crack. You won't go outside your door and talk to someone who's struggling with crack. Don't tell me about the problems of their city if you're not proactive and getting involved with your city. I'm in mourning now because my good friend, Brother Joe, the owner of Dunkin' Donuts on 33rd and Route 20 in Patterson, was cut down in his own backyard. Here's this guy that used to own two Dunkin' Donuts, probably a nice, rich guy who was so humble, sat at the table, talked with me, hired people that I recommended, people that had records. He helped them out. And he's picking up garbage in the backyard of his Dunkin' Donuts. And some van driver rides through, don't see him, and hits him. He gets hit at 7 o'clock, pronounced dead at 7:45. Ain't that something? So now his son got to deal with the death of his mom, which is most recent. Now the father. So him and his two sisters got to now run Dunkin' Donuts. I stopped by there to shake the son's hand and hug him. I'm the one crying. You know, I'm the pastor. I'm the leader. I'm the spiritual. I'm shaking. I got tears running. He shaking my hand. He said, Rev, it's going to be all right. It's the son ministering to me. The son. So he invites me out to the funeral Tuesday at 9 o'clock in Totowa. And I'm so overwhelmed by that. You know why I cried? Because I thought I was ministering to Joe, and Joe was ministering to me. And I was not behind the four-wall church building. I was in Dunkin' Donuts holding my meetings. Someone said this to me, Mike, when you plan to go back to have church like you used to? When the Bible said going to be inside the church? No, never. Done with it. I'm going to do one church service on Sunday morning. On the other days, I'm going inside of Dunkin' Donuts. I'm going inside of school builders. I'm going inside of Kentucky Fried Chicken. I'm going inside of streets. I'm going to teach and equip saints who don't even want the four-wall building church on Sunday. That is my Gentile message. Now, is that for everybody? It may not be, but that's for me. So don't get mad at me because I don't want to do it the way you do it. If I don't judge you, don't you judge me. But I tell you this, I bet you I'll give you scriptures for what I do and what I believe. And I will show you, according to the book of Acts, there was no such thing as a church service on a Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. No such thing. None yet. That's something that we created, something we came up with. The church was a spiritual people that gathered from house to house, from temple to temple in the book of Acts, and the apostles and the prophets were the leading agents to raise up ministries that will go from house to house and from temple to temple. So when you start talking about coming to the church service, that meant a joining together with other people in a living room. Your pastors should be husbands. Should be fathers. The truth of the local church is how many fathers, how many dads you're raising up. That's really the focus, because the senior pastor should be focusing on rescuing the men and the children. Here are two outreach ministries that must succeed in the next 40 years for the church to do what she got to do. The men's ministry and the children's ministry. Because those women will get it quick. Trust what I tell you. Jesus never have to go get the women. They just showed up. Read the Bible. Let's go find 12 women. He never have to find them because they was always around. I heard some denominational teachers, I don't believe in women ministry, because when Jesus went out, he had to find 12 men. You know why he had to find the 12 women? Because they was always there. That's why. He had to go find 12 men who were working a full-time career job with fishing to get those 12 men to establish the movement of the ecclesia of the church. So he went out to Peter, James, John. He went after them, and he got them all together so they can come together to stop catching fish but catch men. He was proactive. He didn't go to the unemployment line. He didn't go to lazy people. Don't confuse church members and kingdom activity with lazy, I'm in trouble, don't want to keep a job folk. They're two different types of people. What you want to do is build ministry, build organization on people who got a dream or an aspiration to do some true work. But you're going to always run into people who are damaged emotionally, went through some things so painful they don't want to work, they have no desire to work, they'd rather live off the system, and the church got to be proactive how to deal with both sets of people. So when I'm on this radio station at www.mikebroadcastddv.com every Saturday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, when I'm on eternallifetv.com every Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, when I'm on Gyroscope Radio every Tuesday, 6 to 8 on my page, when I'm doing Mike Live, AI 237, these broadcasts are to speak radically and prophetically against the system of being lackadaisical. All right, now this is very tough. Hello, Jose. Hello, Tammy. Hello, Roberta. And sometimes I get afraid for my own life because I know I am an enemy to the state of the boring, stiff church. And I brought up Power because in the last episode of Power before 2018, I forgot the head black guy name who called Ghost. His name is Ghost. And Ghost just lost his daughter. Let me preach this thing real quick. I got 1 minute before the first break. I got 1 minute. And the pastor said to Ghost, you have no church home. We like to be a refuge from you, from trouble, from this, from that. So the pastor was pushing the physical church building. But the true church is, listen, Ghost, I know you need a friend. call me on the phone, I'll be your pastor over the phone. See, it's not the building. It's the interconnection of relationship. Once that connection is made, that's how membership began. We're going to take our first break. We're going to come back and talk more about the church. Is she proactive or is she reactive? We'll get back to you after this first break.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Hi. We're back to the Mike Radio Show here at DDB Radio, www.mikebroadcastddb.com. Call on number is 973-925-4559. If you want to give an encouraging word, you can call in. We'll put you online. If not, continue to pray. Thank you, Jose, front and center. Thank you, Linda Jones. Push. Thank you, Linda Jones. You're such a blessing. Thank you. So yes to know, you're appearing at McDonald's that time and sowing seed. You don't know how you encourage Pastor McDuffie. You don't know. You know, one day you got a group of people that's supporting your local church. You turn around, they all scattered. It could be a hurtful feeling, but God has given me support through new friends and new connectivity, and people that don't even attend my church, don't even belong to my church, have shown me so much support in this hour. I want to just say thank God for you. Thank God that my trust is not in man. My trust is in God and the people that God has given me this season, who may be even outside of even my own belief system, but they have been so supportive. I want to thank God for my family, to my wife, to my son Tawan, to Micaiah, to my God kids, to my partners, to my M318, to all of them who understands my flow in this hour. And someone says, Pastor, keep pushing. Don't let it go. Someone said, McDuffie, something big is coming so much. That's why the enemy fights you so much. And so even in the midst of people who are close to me, who read my posts and will never post a public support, afraid to be associated with Pastor McDuffie, I understand the spirit of being ashamed. So this is all a part of being anointed, because being anointed is a cost to it. It's a heavy cost. I want you to go to Mark chapter 5. I want to show you something about demon possession and mental illness and how they go together, and how if the church is not proactive, she is going to be facing a tremendous battle with this new flock of demon that's coming. Flock of demon today, crack demon on yesterday, opium demon on the other day. Drugs all come to alter the thinking process of the mind. And we look at the term witchcraft, it comes from the term pharmaceutical or pharmaca, which you get the term pharmaceutical from. So you deal with drugs, you deal with the mind. I'm also against the agenda of the government to bring this thing called recreational marijuana. Like, we already don't have enough of problems mentally. Now we're going to have marijuana freely grown and smoked. That's some old crazy stuff. And the church better speak up. Don't be so bound by your political party. You cannot call attention to issues. Amen. Linda says, not finished. I'm entrusting what God said he told me to follow. And you're following. Thank you. And Linda, you've been following. And she's not under me all the time. She attends other ministries. I'm so glad for people like you, Linda Jones. Keep on going, Jose. Faithful to your church, Pastor Ramirez at the Harvest Ministry on 21st Ave. But you are my friend. Thank you for that. And Mark chapter 5. Verse 1 says, they went across the lake to the region of Gennesaret, of the Gennesaret. And when Jesus got out the boat, a man with an evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been chained with hand and foot, but he broke the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him or bring him under management or control. Night and day amongst the tombs and the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. Look what these demons do. These demons cause self-harm, self-destruction. Crack, flocka, opium. This is stared and spurred by demons. And when they hit the body, we're going to need medication. We're going to need training. We're going to need so many things. But at the root of the cause, at the root of the matter, is a spiritual church that knows how to handle kingdom and understand spirits, stuff that you can't see. If you think this is something, you need to go on YouTube and put in the term flocka and see how these people are running to the street, ripping their clothes off. One guy is trying to break into the police department. He's knocking on the police department door, knocking on the door, trying to get in because someone is chasing him. He's hallucinating. This is a mental demon. This is a devil. Now, I don't expect the world to understand this, but I do expect the church, who's been going to church service for 50, 60 years, to understand something about demons and devils. It's a fallen angel that came against God, and God threw him out, and he roams around the earth looking who he may murder, steal, destroy, and rob. And the church is supposed to be armed with the armor of God, how to do this spiritual warfare. But if we're not trained and taught, we're just like everybody else, a useless people. It reminds me of someone, you know, someone that can't read and someone that can read. The one that can't read doesn't read. The one that can read don't read. They're both the same person. So if I can read and don't read, I'm just as bad as a person that can't read and don't read. So I realize that if you're not proactive in study, you're not proactive in solving problems, you're not proactive in going forward, you're not proactive in your college degree, you're not proactive in solving problems, then you're just as bad as a person that don't know they're supposed to be proactive. This is a rough message to teach and preach, and sometimes my belly gets full of fire because I know I'm on a mission, and the enemy has tried his best to suffocate me, to destroy me, to shut my finances down, to make the members of my church sick, to throw people in jail, to bring them down, because he understands I am so fully persuaded that not one weapon formed against me can prosper, not one, no sickness, no disease. You can try your best. It won't work. It will not work. I got a picture on my page now. It says, no weapon formed against me. And I said, you know the rest. It's a smooth picture. And I put that there to let you know that I'm fully persuaded that my evidence is my faith. A scripture says that that God would do exceedingly abundantly above more that you can even ask, think, dream, or imagine. Watch this. According to the power that worketh in you. So don't be just quoting the half of the scripture. Something got to be in your gut. Something got to be in your mind. Something got to be in your spirit that's greater than everything around you. It said, everything the enemy threw against me for 21 years, I'm still standing firm because I am firmly and fully and firmly persuaded that this prophet, Michael D. McDuffie, will be one of the first black billionaires that came out of the city of Patterson. There is where my faith is. And I've been speaking this since I got saved at the age of 17. I am 54 years young, and my creativity, my juices are creative. My ability to believe is bigger than your nose and your body languages and your boycotts. It don't bother me one cent. That's why I stay in shape. I stay in the gym. I took a martial arts because I'm into protecting myself spiritually and physically, and I protect my family by prayers. I quote Psalms 91 and Psalm 27 every single day. Before the day of trouble, I'm dressed in spiritual armor. So when I run into demons, I know how to cast them out. Or if I have to deal with the dummy, I can slam you at the same time. We could do both. And that's how the church got to be trained. It's got to be trained holistically. And Mark chapter 5, verse 6 says, but when Jesus saw him from a distance, the man ran and fell on his knees in front of Jesus. And he shouted at the top of his voice. Now, this is the man's vocal cords. The man is shouting at the top of his voice. And look what the man says. It's his voice that's being used, but it's the demons that's giving it sound. I'll say it again. It's his voice that's coming through his body, but it's the demons that's giving it the sound. Because it says, what do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God that you won't torture me. For Jesus had said to him, come out of this man, you evil spirit. Look what Jesus said. He tells the evil spirit, come out of the man. Notice that Jesus does not pray to God the Father and ask God the Father to remove the devil. Jesus looks at the man and uses his authority and tell the man, that devil that's living in that house, I command you to come out. You know why the church don't do it? Because no one is training the church to do it. You know why the church don't do it? Because we think T.D. Jakes is going to do it. You know why the church don't do it? Because we think Juanita Bonham is going to do it. You know why the church don't do it? Because we think Pastor Mike going to do it. No, you got to do it. You got to get up and see where the flock of demons are and cast them out of the people. Get your little oil, go on Broadway, lay hands on people, cast out devils, and then put them in the rehab. Take them to Straight and Narrow. Send them out to some place to get dried out. It's not enough just to give someone a God bless you. Hey, folks, God bless you, daughter. God bless you, man. And you're sitting there with $10,000 in your pocket, and you can't even send them off for some help. I got a problem. How are you going to say God bless you, and you got the goods of this world to help them? Let me give you this. I'm kind of like hot. I'm on fire. Amazing thing was this, right? You know, you got your little nice house. You got two cars and a nice red fat truck. And the next door neighbor, you know, can't get to work. They got a bus car. She got a license, but no one will help her get to work. She's kind of stuck taking care of these kids. And the Lord tell you to go next door and bless her. So you go over there and pray for her, take out your oil, anoint her to get her a new car and ask God to give her a breakthrough. And as you walk away from her, you go in your house with your little two cars and your red truck. You ever thought that maybe God wants you to say, give her your red truck? Nah, that can't be God, right? I'll pay $53. What do I care what you pay for it? The girl right next door has nowhere to get through it. Why can't she use your truck? Why can't you give her accessibility? You know why? Because you think that's your truck. See, when resources are understood to be owned by God, you're just the one that manages them. So when God says, tell them to give me that donkey, give me that colt, because the Lord has need of it, you release those resources to help someone who is in greater need. But because we're not trained to think as kingdom, we think as selfish Americans. And this is why the church message is not impactful as it should be, because we turn church services into an event and not a lifestyle. We turn church services into 2 hours on a Sunday and forget about the other hours Monday through Saturday. See, and the whole church model is off. It's off because the emphasis is on a brown pulpit on a Sunday morning with a pastor in a white robe tuning up. And that has its strength. It has its place. But I'm in a place now, I think the emphasis should be the pews and how well the head coach, the pastor, is training the other ministers in the pews that they all call the ministry. And we should hit the streets finding demons that's laying large in people's minds and casting them out. If you're not trained and taught how to go forth, your natural inclination is to sit down and stay where you're at. Well, the Bible here says that when the man saw him, he ran to Jesus. And then Jesus asked him a question in verse 9 of chapter 5 of Mark. Jesus says, what is your name? Verse 9 says, my name is Legion. He replied, for we are many. And that's what the actually term for Legion means. We are many. So my question, why did he say we are many? He said, my name is Legion. That's one person talking. But we are many. So one is the spokes devil. And the others are the other devils that gang up with them. So it looks like there's a circle of devils living inside this guy's body that gave this guy elevated strength. This guy was strong enough to break chains. Be very careful of people who high off of drugs. Be very careful of people who are out of their mind. Their strength is increased. And I've been in some places when I work with some facilities and I watch little kids, 10 years old, throw someone across the room that's 35 years old. Because demons give people strength. But Jesus' name is stronger than all of that. Jesus' name will shut that stuff down. So when you train to use it, you shut down these demons and these devils. Well, the verse 11 says, verse 10 says, and he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of this area. So they're asking Jesus for mercy. And the scripture is not clear on this, but the Bible says in verse 11, a large herd of pigs where they were not supposed to be keeping pigs, were feeding on the nearby hillside. And the demons begged Jesus, send us into the pigs, allow us to go into them. And one translation, he gave them permission. Bad translation, he just said, go. He doesn't say he agreed with them. He just told them to get. All right? And the evil spirits came out and went into the pigs. And the herd of pigs, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank and went into the lake, and they was drowned. So even the pigs, oink, oink, said, you're not living in us. So the pigs rolled down the hill, fell into the river, and they drowned, which means those demons still got to get up and go find another body. All right? Those that were taking care of the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and countryside. And the people went out to see what had happened. Now, look at this verse 15, and I preached this before, but let me give you a deeper perspective. When they came to Jesus and they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of devils, sitting there, dressed in his right mind, dressed in his right mind, dressed in his right mind. He got his right mind. He got his right mind. He got his right mind. He's not out of his mind. Drugs take you out of your mind. Flocka take you out of your mind. Crack take you out of your mind. Depression take you out of your mind. So when you're out of your mind, that's a doorway for demons and devils to flow through. This man was sitting there normal. He was no longer cutting himself, no longer trying to harm himself. Watch this. No longer trying to shoot up everybody and kill himself. The suicide devil was God. But here was the funny thing of the scripture. When they saw the man in his right mind, the public became afraid. I said, is this in the Bible? How were you afraid of the man that was delivered? When he was cutting himself, You just put him over there by the tombs and ignored the man. Now, the man in his right mind, and you're afraid of him. Let me tell you why you're afraid of him. Because it proves the kingdom of God is alive. And it proves that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And that level of truth is scary to people who reject truth. So when the kingdom comes on the scene and it is as impactful as it is, it makes you look back at yourself and ask yourself a question. If Jesus Christ is real, then who am I? See, that's what happened. They was afraid of the truth that manifested. And so you thought people said, well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for cleaning the demons out the man. They told Jesus to get his behind out of there. Let me show you this. This is deep. And they were afraid. Verse 16 says, those who have seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man and told him about the pigs as well. Then the people began to beg with Jesus to leave their region. And this is why just because you're successful doesn't make you acceptable. I'll say it again. Just because you're successful, it doesn't always make you acceptable. And some of you are too good at what you do. They call that, when they want to hire you, they call that, what they call that thing? You're overqualified. The world calls it overqualified. Church folks call it, you're too good at what you do. And being that I think as an American, I think I'm competing with you. So instead of me using your gifts to enhance my people, I turn it into me against you. A game people play. You know, hello, Brenda Taylor. Hello, Pastor. Hello, Monty Grayson. Hello. Listen, instead of clapping and celebrating the cleaning of the man and the restoring of the mind to this man and the shutting down of the access of demons, I want you to leave my region and leave my coast because you're too successful. And this has been one of the downfalls of pastors and leaders. You was good in your local church. You did what God told you to do, and still the congregation left. Still the people falsely accuse you. Still the people can't stand you because it's not them. It's the demons behind them. And so never focus your attack on the people. It's the spirits behind them. And so you got to have the training and the understanding you're dealing with an invisible world. But if no one trains you how to be proactive, if no one shows you things ahead of time, then these things will shock you. Now, I'm giving you stuff because I'm trying to tell you some of the stuff I'm teaching to you, you won't hear it on your Sunday morning service. You won't hear it in your local church. That's why I love Facebook. I love social media because you can't block me. All right. And there are some pastors, none watching my broadcast, who will purposely block you because that's too much truth for them to deal with. A lot of times in our denominational circles, because we don't have space for growth, we shut folks down when people say, I got a calling. I got an anointing. I have dreams. I see dead people. When a pastor hears one of his members say, I'm at home and I'm asleep and I see my dead mother walking in my living room, the first thing the pastor says, something, you crazy. And they shut you down and shut you out. Not knowing, they're not trained to tell you there's a gift of the spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that allows you to see into the spirit world where you can see dead people. See, no one trains you. So you think you're crazy. Well, Pastor, I had a dream 3 times in a row, and it came the same way. And the pastor, well, God don't use dreams no more. He only used the word of God. Ignorance in the body of Christ. Ignorance. I heard pastors say dumb stuff, something you ate. See, when you have that type of training, I'm scared for you because your dream might be your warning before a famine comes or before a plane crash or before someone gets cancer. God's warning you ahead of time. But if you're not trained, if you're not coach, you're not under proper ministry, then you're going to suffer the consequences. That's why I tell people all the time, don't be so locked into your local church training. You don't go outside your four walls to find stuff you need to feed you and your family. That's why I believe that there's a type of membership that's coming up in this movement that's going to blow your mind. People will be members of 2 different churches. They got the member church, which is the public membership where people kind of accept you. That's the public church on the corner. Everybody likes that church. So you're part of that gang. But then you go home and find another ministry that's training you. That becomes your second church home. So I've learned to get members on another level. I'll say, I don't care if you're a member of another church. I'll submit to that church. But you need this information. Let me train you. And by the way, while I'm training you, don't tell your pastor and your church you're learning from me. See? Don't tell people. That's why Jesus said, when I heal you, don't tell them that Jesus healed you. Let me tell you why. Because sometimes when your competitors learn that you're going outside of the circle to be trained, they'll automatically become more competitive. And they'll find ways to dog out or spoil the reputation of the one that's training you. And that's what people do all the time. They'll say, where you get that from? Who taught you that? And if you give a name, they will dog that person out. I was in one time with a pastor a few years ago, and I told him that sometimes you need to stop praying and command the devils to come out. And the pastor looked at me. He said, that sounds good. I never thought of that. And then he said to me, where you learn that from? And I said, I read it someplace. And what happened was I really learned it from watching Christian television. I got it from Fred Price. This was back in 1984. And the pastor who was sitting next to me said, I like that. I already knew he didn't stand TV preachers. So it would have been dumb for me to say the TV preacher taught me. So what I told him, I said, you know what? I got it from someplace else. I didn't lie. I just said I got it from, I didn't let him know the name. So he embraced my truth. Now, if I had used Fred Price's name attached to it, he would have threw the baby out with the bathwater. So that I learned how to say certain things and don't say everything to everybody, because some folks can't stand the level of truth you bring to the table. Well, of course, if you look at the final verse, we're about to close the broadcast, verse 18, and it says here that those that had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs as well. Then the people began to beg with Jesus to leave their region. All right? How much time? I got 5 minutes left. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man that had been demon-possessed wanted to go with Jesus. Now, I want to show you this, and this is my topic today. Are you proactive or are you reactive? And most of the church folks I've been around are reactive. They only get spiritual after danger or some tragedy. The proactive church already thinking ahead of time before the bomb comes. They're already preparing for security. They're already giving their deacons martial arts. They're already showing people how to carry a gun. See? And see, we're not proactive. We wait till everybody gets shot up, and then someone next door got to go get their gun. See, I got a different spin on this whole gun thing. I got a different spin. I just think we ought to train folks how to use them. I just tell you the truth. This is just me. I think that certain folks in your church ought to be trained how to use them. I don't think everybody ought to have them, but someone ought to be trained. We are sitting ducks. Some guy that went to school, got straight A's in school, passed all the chemist tests, and now he goes and starts on a shooting range planning on how to shoot up black people. And so you ignore this guy all day. He walks him into your church, starts shooting people at like target practice, because no one in your church is trained how to use a gun. I ain't that type of person. I'm sorry. I must think different. Listen, training and equipping prepares people to become proactive. This guy wanted to get in the boat and go with Jesus on his ministerial team. And Jesus told him, no, I don't need you in the pulpit. I need you in the streets. I don't need you on Sunday morning. I need you on Saturday afternoon. I don't need you in an anniversary program. I need you to go in that school system and adopt that school. That is what I'm looking for. Listen, I'm about to close out. And I want to just give you a prayer today as I close out, that I will attract to me ministers who want to really do some real work. Listen, I'm training. My daughter just passed a written test for her license. Time is so going so fast. 16 years old, she passed a written test. She failed twice. The third time, she did it. And the reason why I said that, because I challenged her not to quit. And she was so happy. She was almost shouting that she passed a written test. Now, I got to get trained now. How do I handle seeing my daughter drive? Now, I need help. You got to pray for me. Pray for Pastor Mike. So training and equipping is key. Tomorrow on Sunday, 9 a.m. at the Community Baptist Church of Love Building, Mighty Sons of God Church, from 9 o'clock to 11. And I need for you to be there. I need for you to be there. And I need you to be there because I need you as a student. I need you as a student. I need you as a student to be there. And then Monday at 7 o'clock at Dunkin' Donuts in Patterson, I'm having the I Am Initiative training. If you're in the city of Patterson, in the state of New Jersey, thank you, Sharon. I told my daughter, congratulations. Thank you so much. I need help. And I ran into a couple of people this past week. I got a brother named Abraham from a church at Pastor Jason Rogers. He's excited about school 4. I got school 6 about to be adopted. I'm going to Eastside High School. My son going to be adopted Eastside High School. Listen, I'm not waiting for collars. I'm not waiting for bishops and grand poobahs from Fred Flintstone. I'm looking for people who want to do some true ministry. Meet me there. Let me pray as I close out. Lord God, I thank you for all those who's watching Mike Live and also watching the Mike Radio Show here at www.mikebroadcastddb.com. Give us a boldness to be proactive. I come against fear and doubt and unbelief. I cancel the power of the enemy. I cast out the imagination of doom and gloom. Lord God, let the kingdom gospel conquer the nations by love and persuasion and the goodness of the Lord. Let guns be dropped. Let people come off their drugs because of the love and the goodness of God's people. Grant this request in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Gotta go. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now.